This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal.
76 days later, Wuhan, China has had its lockdown lifted. Officials in the city where the coronavirus outbreak started say nearly all big industrial companies in town are back up and running. But as Marketplace's Jennifer Pack reports, life for the city's 11 million residents is definitely not business as usual.
A Chinese official declares highways in and out of Wuhan open again this week. News reports hail this as the end of a 76-day lockdown. For journalist Wang Ai, who works in Wuhan, it means she can finally return to the office. Well, sort of.
Different employees go to the office on different days of the week, and the office hours are shorter.
These measures are among the many businesses must take to control the spread of the COVID-19 virus. The end of the lockdown also means Wang Ai, her mom, and dad are finally allowed to step outside of their apartment complex when they please. Not so for Zhang Xingxing in another Wuhan neighborhood, where a resident tested positive for coronavirus a few days ago.
It used to be that one family member could shop for groceries every day. That's now every 3 days.
Her daughter is attending online classes at home because schools are still closed, which is fine for now because Zhang Xingxing's real estate company hasn't called her back to work yet.
I've not been paid for the past 2 months. Our finance department isn't back at work yet.
She's not too worried. Like many in China, she has good savings, and her husband's salary is stable. While she's not working, Zhang Xingxing spends her time cooking, chatting with friends, and watching TV series like this one. It's about a singer and a businessman trying to revive the Peking Opera. For young people adept at online entertainment and social media, life under lockdown has been bearable, but not so much for the elderly. Again, journalist Wang Ai.
My parents would ask me, why was Wuhan locked down? When will the order be lifted? When will the pandemic end? These questions gnawed at them every day. They got mad at me, and I had to try to console them.
Public anger over the handling of the coronavirus has led to some officials losing their jobs, and many still question whether the lockdown could have been avoided. Last December, a few people tried to warn others about a potential SARS-like virus, which we now know is COVID-19, but they were pulled in by the police for spreading rumors, among them Dr. Li Wenliang, who later died from the coronavirus.
He's the hero of China.
A hero, according to China's top respiratory disease expert, Zhong Nanshan. He fought back tears during an interview with Reuters. Of course, some people heeded the early warnings and took precautions. Investor Tian Changxing bought his family face masks and goggles. As an investor, I plan for worst-case scenarios, he told me back in January. After 75 days of being cooped up at home, he says he suffered insomnia and depression and wasn't feeling inspired. Long term, he fears this might affect his ability to make good investment decisions. Other Wuhan residents worry more about fresh outbreaks. Again, journalist Wang Ai.
I used to hear ambulance sirens almost every day. Now when I hear that sound, I think, is there another case in my neighborhood?
Her advice to Americans now going through a tough time, we're all in this together. A sentiment echoed in this song, Hand in Hand, recorded specially by Chinese artists for the pandemic. Hold my hand, my friend. Love is all around you. Don't be afraid and don't give up. All this shall pass. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.